Charlotte, who are you texting?
Like I said, I'm stressed out. Who's, I had a lot of stuff to do today.
Who's stressing you out?
Myself, to be honest.
Don't stress yourself out. Relax. Take it easy.
Don't say that to someone that's stressed.
Chill out.
It's making it worse.
Well, you know what's a great way to de-stress?
Take a nap.
Yeah.
That too.
Yeah, take a nap. Right?
Yeah, that too.
And also talk about it. Vince McMahon defecating on employees. Oh, my God. Oh my.
Why is she smiling behind that, though?
Well, this is a doctored image that I created for a thumbnail. But, man, yeah, she's suing. She's suing her former boss.
I mean.
If he would fart on me, I'd sue him, too.
It wasn't farting.
Defecating.
I think in the land of Germany, they call it scat.
Shite.
All right.
Oh, like you do two things at the same time.
He like R. Kelly'd.
But
in reverse.
In reverse. Right. Hey, Caitlyn Jenner tears into biological men beating female athletes.
Gee, I wonder who that is.
He won. He just won the ladies' PGA tournament.
Did he really?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. What's this guy's name? I forget his name. But yeah, Caitlyn Jenner's like, what are you doing, bro? What are you doing? Hey, is dating a competitive woman a good idea? I got a video I want to play.
You're going to learn this.
Ladies, is she attractive?
I think she's cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah, I think so too.
Okay. But what's really important is what's up here.
What do you mean?
The brain.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's important, yeah.
That was Haley Davidson, by the way.
Yeah, Haley Davidson. That's right. That's right. And yes, the gassy passenger reportedly forced an American Airlines plane to make a U-turn. I couldn't believe it when I saw it, Mikey Glaze.
I saw it. Yeah. I was going to see it yesterday, but yeah, I didn't have time.
And the gas looks like it's not coming from the plane.
It don't look like it came from the engine.
We got this and so much more here today on the Joe Padula Show. Absolutely.
He doesn't wonder what it's like on the ground in Afghanistan. He's been there, serving our country and defending Lady Liberty.
Absolutely.
It's the Joe Padula Show, Clarksville's Conversation.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Mikey Glaze?
What up, Joe?
What's up, Julia?
All good.
All good. Mm-hmm. And that's everyone. All right. Hey, welcome aboard. Now, what's up, Charlotte? Seriously, like, what is stressing you out? I mean, You're young, vibrant, you got energy, you got the world ahead of you. Why stressing?
Because I had some things I wanted to get done today.
Uh-huh.
And time management is a thing sometimes, you
know? Yeah. Okay, what'd you do? Okay, what time did you go to bed last night?
Late.
Yeah.
Too late.
Mm-hmm. You should have seen these two in the bathroom taking pictures of themselves. Okay. You should have seen these two with the faces.
Duck face.
Yeah, all right. In the bathroom.
Well,
you sure it's not the electric cowboy room mirror?
No,
it's not the electric cowboy big mirrors.
Mm. No. This was a classier mirror. But yeah, so okay. So what time did you wake up then?
Not as soon as I wanted to.
Oh no! Did you two sleep in?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Well, Julia, she's a teacher. She knows not to sleep in.
I woke up early. Yeah,
once.
Once.
The only time in like 2 weeks.
Well, I guess the answer to your situation is just maybe a little more sleep and just waking up just a little bit earlier, and that will solve your time management problem. You're welcome.
I'll go to the gym.
Honestly, I don't really have that problem. It's just today my schedule just didn't work out how I wanted to work out.
It's okay. You made it. All right. Hey, make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Boom! Ah, yes. Hey, thanks for the comments, too. Keep them coming. Don't forget to share this, too, all right? And rest in peace to Tim Early, Facebook-wise. He's
I guess so, yeah.
He's just in Facebook
got
jail.
He got just zucked from this morning.
From this morning?
Yeah.
He got zucked hold.
You know, this morning, you know, when you wake up at, 6 a.m. to get an 8 a.m. show up and running.
That's
right?
It.
Right. Even though you had a late night of doing trivias and everything, right?
All right.
So, check this out. This is crazy. With Vince McMahon, Did he really defecate on his employee?
By accident?
No, not according to the article. Janelle Grant files a lawsuit against the WWE boss. Well, he's now the former boss, because when all these allegations first came out, they made him step down as the CEO, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's his daughter running it, right?
Ah!
What's her name?
Stephanie?
Stephanie McMahon.
She's the best. I mean, best.
I do like Stephanie McMahon.
He's got Stephanie McMahon and Shane.
Yeah, Shane O'Mac.
Shane O'Mac!
So Vince McMahon, at the center of a new bombshell sex trafficking accusation, his former WWE staffer said that he paid her to keep quiet, alleges that he defecated, which means pooped on, her head during a threesome and forcibly used toys on her that had named after his wrestlers.
Oh!
King Kong Bundy.
Ah! Yeah.
Do you think he had one named King Kong Bundy?
Oh, George the Animal Steel?
Uh-huh.
The Undertaker.
Coco Beware.
The Ultimate Warrior.
The Bushwhacker.
Yeah! Ladies, you have no idea what the names that we're saying, right?
Nails.
Okay.
Nails.
So these are all wrestlers.
Mick
really.
Foley.
Oh, my.
Or the Big Boss Man.
Oh, Big Boss Man, yeah. Well, it's the Big Show.
Sergeant Slaughter.
Could be. All right.
And Triple H.
So, Vince McMahon's been accused. And 78-year-old billionaire defecated on her head during a threesome. Janelle Grant, who previously agreed to a $3 million settlement in exchange for signing a non-disclosure act agreement in 2022. Okay, so why is she spilling the beans then?
Violation of the NDA.
Well, she filed a new lawsuit against McMahon, the WWE, and former executive in that filing obtained by DailyMail.com. She claims that McMahon stopped making payments after the initial $1 million installment.
It would void the NDA. Depends on how the NDA was written.
Ladies, do you know what a non-disclosure agreement is? Right? Here's money. Don't talk.
Not necessarily. Here's money.
Right. Or whatever. Right.
I signed an NDA. It's so that whatever happens on the road stays on the road. You can't.
Well, it's like Vegas.
They were paying you, though, weren't they?
Right. Well, it's because I'm working for them.
Right, right.
But it doesn't necessarily have to be associated with money.
Right. Like, I have to sign a new NDA every year.
I thought you were stressed out today.
Well, apparently, I don't even have my life together, according to John Doe, and I don't have real-world problems, so...
They're turning on her.
The thing is, though...
I'm winning them back.
I'm a full-time student. I live by myself in Germany. I take care of my sister. I take care of dogs. It's not like I'm a child. We know
you're very capable. Nobody's putting you in the child corner.
I'm just saying, I know what real problems are because my parents don't put a stick up in my ass.
He was being sarcastic. But speaking about stick up their ass. So, let's go ahead. All right. Furthermore, she claims that she suffered bruising and bleeding after McMahon forcibly with the toys, which he named after his wrestlers. Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Man.
Ho! Or Ric Flair's Space Mountain.
Oh, my God. The Blue Meanie.
Paul Bearer.
She also alleges that McMahon and another WWE executive looked locked her in a room at the WWE's Stamford, Connecticut headquarters, June of 2021, and took turns, adult-wise, doing stuff during that workday. If this is all true, this is terrible.
I feel sorry.
What's wrong with it? Listen, oh my God, there's some evil out there if this is actual and accurate. So the married McMahon to...
Trish McMahon.
Linda.
Linda. That's what it was. One of Donald Trump's staff... For education, right?
Was it education?
Yeah.
The married McMahon is additionally accused of trafficking Grant to other men and sharing nude photographs of the plaintiff.
You just made the list!
Yes. Kiss my ass list. Grant is seeking unspecified damages.
Dang.
Which means a lot of money.
Ooh, look at Vince.
Neither McMahon's lawyer nor WWE spokespeople have responded to DailyMail.com's request for comment. The organization previously described McMahon's sexual relationship with Grant as consensual in a 2022 statement. Looks like a nice kid, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Man.
I wonder how old she is. She's 36, isn't she?
That's fine. Check it out.
I'm on it.
That's what Vince did.
She is, let's see, the person representing her said that today's complaint seeks to hold accountable to WWE executives who sexually assaulted her and traffic plaintiff Janelle Grant, as well as the organization that facilitated her to turn the blind eye to the abuse and swept it under the rug, read a statement. Here, you two ladies, okay? If you ever get in a position where it's either your job or you put out, you just walk the hell out of there. All right? Don't fall into this trap that this young lady seems like she fell into.
She's 34.
Okay? Don't do it. It's not worth it. Unless you're into getting pooped on.
Like Triumph the Insulting Dog.
For me to poop on. She's an incredibly private and courageous person who has suffered deeply at the hands of Mr. McMahon and Mr.
Allegedly.
Yes, allegedly. Laurinaitis. Ms. Grant hopes that her lawsuit will prevent other women from being victimized. The organization is well aware of Mr. McMahon's history of depraved behavior. And it's time that they take responsibility for the misconduct of its leadership. Yeah, Laurinaitis was fired in 2022. Now, what is it? What was it with Brock Lesnar?
He got fired. He just got fired from.
Is that connected with all of this?
I believe so. Yeah.
I guess he knew.
I'm gonna double check it. Well, I think it's for stuff that he said about it.
Oh.
Brutus Beefcake. Sorry.
Don't say barber.
Nope. So there you go. Ah, man. I hope it's I hope it's not true, but it's not looking good for Vince McMahon.
Hey.
What?
I wonder if Linda knows about this.
I'm sure his wife knows a lot about a lot of things. So, yeah.
Got a Playboy model in there? Go down. Go back. Yep. No, not John Cena. That one.
Oh.
Not
who, her?
Triple H. Damn.
Who, this lady?
Dang. I never know a lady got a full set of beard.
I'd be scared of that lady.
Yeah. Yeah, I would not want to wrestle this lady.
Yeah. Might do the pedigree on you.
I wrestled a girl. I wrestled all the way from second grade all the way through college. And I wrestled a girl, and
did you pin her?
I lost.
Oh, she pinned you?
It was in second grade. I didn't know she was a girl.
It was consensual.
Yes. No, I didn't lose. As Miss Grant knelt on the hard floor, barely a few feet away from the front door, McMahon opened his robe and ordered her to. You can read it. Grant said that she was forced to perform one last act on McMahon when they met at his condo soon thereafter. All right.
Ugh, I can't.
Grant says she never saw McMahon again after his encounter. McMahon grabbed the back of Mrs. Grant's head and slammed her face into his crotch a couple of times until she gagged and pushed him away, telling him to stop and that she couldn't breathe. All right. Well, that sucks, ladies. Yeah, if this is accurate, it's not worth the job. It really isn't. It just isn't. Don't do it. I got some clips of Vince. You tell me if this guy seems normal, all right, ladies?
Oh my God! Oh my God! Insatiable appetite for life, and I want more.
Oh, he was so funny.
I'm a victim
though.
Of what came out of your demon-infested womb.
I think I'm going to go to the
that was his wife.
Nudie bar and have a drink. Come on, Tajiri, you're coming with me. Come on. Women.
Huh? All right, that's one for him. That's what, Shane O'Mac.
Chris Benoit.
Oh, great. Chris Benoit. Oh, boy.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I think I'm Chris
Benoit.
Actually,
things are going real well with the XFL.
Well, it looks like you might meet him one day again.
What's up, boss? How you doing?
Yeah. What's good in the hood?
Just holding it down, trying to take care of business.
Keep it up.
Do you know who that is, ladies? John Cena?
Can you see him?
That's not an asset.
What?
Oh, no.
When you stuck
your foot up my ass.
You violated me, Austin! You violated me!
What?
Heal this woman's breast! Heal this woman's voluptuous breast! You feel it? I feel it! You do want to be employed.
Oh, he's back.
What I see?
He's back.
I see your
William
mother.
Regal?
I
yeah.
see two spoiled, ungrateful little rich bitches. That's what I see.
That's his daughter.
I enjoy destroying lives.
Oh.
By God.
I can even make my
kiss my ass.
Twitch, watch this.
Sorry, I got the picture from
Twitch.
Jeez.
Riggle's got a little
kiss
fear.
My ass. You and God.
He's acting, by the way, ladies.
Yeah, I do know that.
Okay.
And the product of my semen, my
wrestling is about acting a lot.
Yes,
I do know that.
Yes. It's a performance. It's a show.
Oh, he's with Trump?
Well, Trump back in the day, they were fighting, and Trump beat him up.
Really?
Yep.
And shaved his head, too.
And shaved his head.
That's funny.
Making love to a dead person, you know, a female dead person when you're a guy is, and you're in this thong type thing, it was like, come on.
What
that
the?
Is like high comedy if there ever is. But let me tell you this.
That's not high comedy.
Gives you a whole new
That's
meaning.
That's high going to jail.
It gives you a whole new meaning to crack a cold one, though.
All right. All right.
High road to jail is that.
So there he is. Vince McMahon. It's not looking good for the guy that's changed professional wrestling. I don't know.
I miss the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
And the Golden Age.
So do you believe her? Or is she looking to get paid? Honestly, I believe her.
Same.
Same.
To be honest, yeah. I don't think that someone can just imagine all of that. Like, make all of that up.
There are people that can, and I've seen where people have made it up.
So
but
he does have writers.
I can see that, but I'm just saying, like, I don't think that someone would actually have a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
If they make something up, you know?
That's not true.
And if they hold in for a long time.
Here's why I believe it. Because they paid her. This is not someone that has been famous. I tried to look for stuff on social media about her and her past and everything. This is a pretty private person. And for her to be now put out there, I don't think this was her goal. So, yes, she did do the things with Vince, okay, and put up with it and said, okay, listen, I'm done. I can't do this. All right, I'll pay you. Not bad, right?
No, not bad.
I'll pay you $1 million.
$3 million.
$3 million! And then she only gets the $1 million. And she didn't get the rest of the money.
And look what happened.
And now she's like, fuck you, pay me.
She's like, all right, I guess I got to put myself out there. So, yeah, I do believe her. Only because part of it is Vince and the personality. Yeah.
Money.
Yep.
Yep.
It's all about greed and power.
Yeah. Women.
Pray for Vince McMahon. Hopefully, man, he just, I don't know. He needs some Jesus in his life. That's for sure. All right. Hey, waterdogs.scuba.com. You know, instead of forcing women into rooms, bring them scuba diving. Yes, the ladies love scuba diving. waterdogs.scuba.com. Yeah, they're awesome, by the way. Veteran owned, too. All right.
If you want to be a member of the scuba squad, you have to be smart.
That's true. No, you can even be dumb.
Not to be a member of the scuba squad.
Yes, they'll make you smart. They will make you smart. Yeah, where's Tim, huh? They're asking in the comments.
Oh, he's back. I saw him.
Is he back?
Yeah.
Where?
If you keep scrolling to the comment, he said, I've been zucked. He's back.
Oh, good. Welcome back, brother. Yeah, Dakota, the WWE Royal Rumble. Yeah, in an office. Not good. Hey, should competitive sports be based on biology?
Yes.
Yes.
I agree. Is Germany going through this? Where you have guys competing against women in sports?
I don't think so.
It's not happening too much over there.
I'm not really sure. Maybe in swimming, was there a case?
I'm not sure because I don't really follow that, but I didn't hear of anything, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It does make sense. So, Caitlyn Jenner. So, this used to be Bruce Jenner. Still is Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner now goes by Caitlyn Jenner. Bruce Jenner won the Olympic gold. When was it? 76?
Yes. He was the man in the Wheaties box.
I mean, this guy was a man's man. Beating Germans and Russians in Olympic sports. Just friggin', yeah.
Then something happened. You ever saw You Can't Stop the Music?
And now he's got tits. Right.
You ever seen that movie, You Can't Stop the Music? And I had him and the Village People. Yeah, you see him wearing those darn shredded shorts?
I don't want to.
That's what probably had started. Then he started married to one of the Kardashians, and it made it worse.
But Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, is no way having or endorsing biological men competing against women. Because recently, Haley Davidson, right, was the...
Yeah, Haley Davidson.
Is the guy...
Transgender.
Who decided to start playing golf against women on the professional level and just kicking ass. I mean, it's biology. It's muscle mass. It's density. It's bone structure. It's
chromosomal.
It's not fair. So Caitlyn Jenner just wrote to the Daily Mail an op-ed piece calling all of it out, saying enough is enough.
According to Instagram, Haley Davidson was the captain of Team Flushers on the NXXT Women's Sports Tour, world's first transgender person.
Mm. Oh, boy.
And that's according to @HaleyDGolf.
So Caitlin writes, transgender athlete Haley Davidson must recognize that golf is a game of integrity and withdraw from female competition. Then the Ladies Professional Golf Association, that's the LPGA, should follow suit. Seize this chance to reverse their grave mistake and restore the spirit of one of the longest-running women's professional sports associations in the world. Let me be clear. I do not arrive at these conclusions easily. Yeah. So here, let's take a look.
That's him?
That's the guy, yeah. Sorry, I'm not playing games. You know, it's a guy.
It's a guy.
Yeah, I'm sorry if that offends you.
Haley Davidson never expected to find herself at the center of a political storm around transgender athletes competing against women in elite sport.
Why do you think people have such a big problem with you competing in women's golf in particular?
Funny enough, I for some reason people think by me playing, like, golf is going to be destroyed and it's going to end and there's going to be no more women's golf, and honestly, that's I don't understand that. I don't get what the fear of me, one person.
It's not fear, you know, that the whole phobic thing, it's not true. Nobody fears, nobody has a fear. Phobic is to have a fear of. What it is you keep wanting to talk about equity and equality. It's not fair to the ladies.
All right. You want about the numbers?
Yeah.
The numbers. The average driving distance for all male golfers is about 216 yards.
Okay. Not bad. It's a little bit less than mine, but all right.
While the average driving distance for female golfers is 148 yards.
That's right.
Gee.
Right. I mean, it's just...
Plus on top, this person looks like...
Let's not
it
say
It used
plus
to
on
be
top.
A very manly...
Yeah.
Male?
Yeah, it's got the jawline.
He got the face.
Big shoulders.
Yeah.
Right.
And fake breasts now.
Like, I think that this person probably doesn't even work out as much, and through the hormones that they're taking, obviously your body changes. But I think that, like you said, there's still the body...
Bone structure.
Yeah, like...
Density of muscle.
Yeah, like even just
calcium
like,
output.
Like even for the fat. Like you could see when she was bending over, she had more tissue on her stomach area, like a lot of men do.
Okay,
not
yeah.
Not in her hips or anything like from
well,
behind.
You say her, like, I say he. I don't play along with the mental disorder.
I don't think it's a mental disorder.
No, it's classified as a mental disorder. Gender dysphoria is a classified mental disorder. It's just facts. I'm just saying facts. If somebody gets offended by facts, I'm sorry. That's on you, not on me.
What they say, the truth hurts.
Julia, would you date this person? Don't answer. It's a trick question. Don't answer.
So, apparently...
Would you go to the mail room with this person?
Apparently, it's...
The mail room.
Apparently, he's no longer a he.
Oh, no, it's a she, huh?
He's gone through gender reaffirming surgery.
I'm sorry, that's not a... Because you cut off your penis, and now you have a...
Right,
a,
I'm saying...
An open wound. It's not a vagina.
With no ovaries.
It's an open wound. Do you know what happens when they cut off the penis and they make a vagina? Every month, they have to insert something in there, because what it is, it's a wound, and it's trying to heal itself. So every month, they have to insert this tube, okay, to keep the wound from healing. It is terrible. And they want to do this to children? No.
Who said anything about doing this to children?
Oh, there's laws being debated here. But they call it child-affirming care. It's sex changes for children. Yes, I know. California. Tell you. Wait until you get all done here and everything. You go back to Germany. You're going to be like, yo, Joe Padula's so smart. Okay?
We'll see.
Oh, she goes, we'll see. All right, here, let's continue.
Is doing. I mean, this is all I've done my whole life. It's not like I magically picked up golf out of nowhere and it was like, oh, because I'm trans and I was born male, that I'm magically a good golfer.
The 31-year-old, who was the first male-born golfer to win a professional women's event, is speaking out exclusively after revealing she's received a number of death threats.
How about that, though, right here? All right. Hey, second place. You really did good. Last year, you would have been first place. But you're second place now. You get the $800,000 purse for finishing first. Ma'am, I'm sorry. You get the $250,000 purse for finishing second. Now you're taking money away from her. Now we're talking finances, because you don't want to compete against guys, because maybe you weren't doing well against dudes. I don't know.
Is speaking out exclusively after revealing she's received a number of death threats just days after winning this women's tournament.
For a lot of people, because you were
there should be no death threats. Don't make death threats towards anyone. And Joe Quinters is right. I heard Wicked Good is way better than the mailroom. Yo, bring your date to Wicked Good. Oh my God.
It's not a good idea.
That's not a good idea at all. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. What's his name? Don't say.
Mm-mm.
Don't say. What does it rhyme with?
Karen.
Darren?
Darren?
I said it rhymes with Karen.
Yeah.
But it's not Darren.
Oh.
Starts with an A.
She doesn't like him. That's the problem.
Oh. Whoa. Don't say it.
Okay, here.
You need that. Born
a man, you clearly have an advantage. Do you accept that?
I don't.
Why don't you like him?
If you don't mind.
Oh, yeah? What did he do to make him not like him?
It's not that I do not even like him. The thing is, I even set them up.
You set him up.
I did.
And now you don't like him.
I did actually help her out. But
are you jealous that...
No.
Did you set him up saying, no, I want to go out with you? And it backfired?
I don't think he's attractive.
Oh!
That's a lie.
Wow.
No, it's not.
Oh.
That's a lie. He's really attractive.
Yes.
Her sister and I, we both think that he is cute.
I think Aaron is attractive.
No,
Aaron?
It's A.A. Yeah. Ron. It's A.A. Ron.
Yeah, we figured it out. A.A. Ron. Hey, again, it's not about what
he kind of looks like the dude in that
video. Oh my gosh. That's not true.
It is kind of true, though.
Yo.
It's good that I leave tomorrow.
No.
Yeah, well, I'm calling in. Actually, your flights are being canceled. Oh. Yep, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're being detained here in the States for a little bit longer.
Guess I have to live with you longer, Charlotte.
Oh, that'd be
well,
great.
Well, then you date a guy that looks like a trans person.
Oh, wow. Oh, back to the story.
And the reason that's the case is a lot of people talk about these advantages and whatever it may be. And I understand where that's coming from. But the way I see it is a lot of people are getting their information from certain studies or...
And here's the thing, too. Nobody cares. Nobody cares, bro. Just stop stealing that money from the lady. You know what I mean? That's what it is.
Like you said, nobody actually cares that he's trans.
Right.
It's just about the sport.
Yes. Exactly.
And I don't get why he gets so offended. Like, nobody's like, oh, you're not allowed to play golf anymore. It's only like, get a different team.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's not like they're saying you can't play against dudes.
Like, play in your own category.
I'm just saying, like, it's not like somebody says you can never play golf again.
Right. Just play in your own category. If they got a transgender...
No, you play in the biological category.
I mean, would you call that the trans-am?
It's a great car.
Don't insult my car like that. That's my favorite car.
So, yeah.
The first place prize, $262,500.
Nice, that's a good pay, huh?
Second place?
Yeah.
Now, this is for this... The NXXT's Women's Classic.
Okay.
This is what
they were playing.
They were playing. Second place is $165,070.
Wow.
And third place is $119,746.
So that one woman could have doubled her pay, pretty much.
$100,000 more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Now it's theft. So I would file charges. Hi, officer. Could you imagine that phone call?
Yeah.
911.
It's just... I'm not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Yeah.
Joe Quinters, women aren't going to steal any football scholarships, guarantee. Yeah. Yeah, you don't see any woman. You know, and hey, NFL, it's not like no girls can play. There's no girls in there for a reason. Thank God. Thank God.
I watched women's football. It's called the LFL.
Yeah, yeah, they have women's football.
Legends Football League? Oh, yeah.
Same thing with the WNBA and the NBA.
LFL?
Could you imagine?
Lingerie Football League?
No, that's nonsense.
Oh, they got one.
Make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Absolutely. The Power and Purpose Conference. Julia, you got to stick around for at least till March 16th for this conference.
Just maybe I come back.
You got to do it. We'll fly you in, all right?
That's good, yeah.
We'll put it on the company credit card. Do we have a company credit card?
No. The accountants took it from me.
We'll Charlotte pays for it. It's all right.
Don't worry.
Money am I going to pay that for?
Don't worry. We'll hold a GoFundMe, okay, right? And Ed Reynolds will help out.
He says he has no heart, though.
Who, Ed?
I think he said that in the comments.
Ed has no heart?
I think he said that in the comments.
Ed's a big pushover. He's a teddy bear.
He said no disrespect to women.
Yeah.
He's a good man.
All right, so get your tickets and you can hang out with the Charlotte and the Julia. That's if they're not fighting by then. Over a man.
That's stupid.
Over A.A. Ron.
The A.A. Ron.
Hey, make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Do so at this time. Thank you. And hey, if you're looking to see Facebook jail, just keep just copy and paste what Tim Early posts in the comments.
Yeah, I haven't seen him post.
Well, he just can't. I don't know if he can still post.
Ah, oh, yes, trivia nights. This is a good one. This one is—it's not really raunchy, but it's for adults only, no kids. You know, it's over at the Old Dave's Brew, over there at 2088 Lowe's Drive, Tuesday, 7 o'clock. All right, next up, let's see what we got
on
the docket.
Get your gas mask on.
No, I want to go over this one with this lady. I'm on X, formerly known as Twitter. I follow an account called Clown World. Fantastic. I highly recommend you guys.
I follow that.
Check
I follow them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I follow them on Instagram too.
So many different types of posts. You know, some are political, some are cultural, some are just
plain stupid.
Tell me about, you know, what do you think about this lady? So on Clown World, let me just pull that up there. Now that we're done with the sports stuff.
Finally.
Yeah, you don't like the sports stuff.
I just think it's boring, to be honest.
It's because it doesn't have any interest to you.
Yeah.
Oh, because
that's why I said personally, you know.
Yeah. I'm not disagreeing.
Ed, yes, you said she stole my heart yesterday. And we both know that I have no heart. Plus, if she met me, it would take 5 minutes and she'd be running to the airport and flying back to Germany.
Dang, Ed!
Ed! I don't believe that, Ed Reynolds. Ed's a good dude.
Shame on you, man.
And he can play pool. He's not bad at billiards. Right. I mean, he never beat me, but he tried. A lot of times he tried. It was just not going to happen.
Did you cheat?
Oh, no. Did they take it down?
Oh, gosh, no.
No, come on.
Wait a minute. Is it on... She's on...
Here, let's take a look.
Oh, TikTok.
So, here's a woman who went on a date... And the topic of being competitive came up. And she said that she's so competitive that she shit herself.
I went on a date the other day. First time in a while. How'd it go, you ask? Great question. He goes, I'm just like super competitive. And instantly that makes me competitive. And I go, yeah, me too. But I promise you're not as competitive as me. And he goes, there's no way I'm like so competitive. And breaks down like how competitive he is. And I just look at him dead in the face and I go, do you want to hear about how I shit my pants in the sixth grade? And he goes, excuse me? I go, I'm so competitive, I shit my pants in the sixth grade running the mile. So then I go into the whole story about how I had the stomach flu the day before. I was actively shitting while running the mile because I needed to be named the fastest kid in sixth grade. I beat John Del Mastro running my ass off, hearing him from the background just huffing and puffing. Finally get to the finish line, I have to run past the entire school, the entire rest of my class just actively shitting myself in PE shorts that are massive, so it's just coming out my donk, just falling all over my legs. I get to the bathroom, take my pants off, obviously can't walk to the nurse's office covered in shit, so I run butt naked across the school. Yep, to go to the nurse's office. I live in California, open schools, everyone's just looking in from their classrooms to the outdoors. I'm just... I won, though. That's all that matters. But please come at me and tell me you're more competitive than me. You're literally not. And this proves it. Like, shut up.
Well, Julia, that's not you. That better not be you.
Julia, if you tell a shitting story on your date today, okay?
You just made the list!
So what do you think?
I mean, she's competitive.
Is that too competitive?
That is... Oh, God.
To the point where you have to win the competition argument of who's more competitive by throwing out the I shit my pants card?
You shouldn't have been talking shit.
The thing is...
What's
okay,
up, Charlotte?
Listen.
I'm listening.
The thing is, in the sixth grade, if she was running and then afterwards she was like, oh shit, I have to go to the bathroom. I can see that happening. I can see that was super, you know, uncomfortable and like you're just like, oh my God, you know? But... I would not bring that up.
No.
That's the point.
Especially when you go out to dinner, too.
Exactly. And the point is, that's not you being competitive.
You're just nasty.
The thing is, when you were in sixth grade, you don't think about, oh, I'm being so competitive, I'm going to poop my pants. You do not.
She did, according to her story.
She did not.
Julia.
She was thinking about that afterwards.
Julia, what do you think? Okay, you watch this.
I'm not really sure what I should think about.
Answer the question!
Really? I would never say that on a date, really.
No!
So there I was.
You're right.
Shitting myself. Can you pass the bread sticks, please?
And here's the guacamole had the same color.
Oh, one's green, one's brown. If you're eating brown guacamole, get the hell out of that restaurant.
Check, please.
I didn't see it. Say that it was brown.
Charlotte, I make the jokes here. Okay, thanks. So, pass the guacamole. No, that was good. Good for you. Mark, what's the date and time? She finally made a funny joke. Yeah, so, Chris, would you date her? You're on a date with her. Yes. Oh, come on.
Come on.
Really?
Yeah.
You would stay on a date.
Yeah.
See, that's the
thing. She said back in sixth grade. She's obviously not in sixth grade then.
No, but my point is, he said I'm very competitive, and that triggered her to be like, oh, competition, here we go.
Yo, the competition's who's going to come first, and I know it's going to be me.
I don't get what that means. I don't get it.
Bam! There you go.
I'm going to arrive first.
What's up?
One thing I will say, though, is that having the experience of being a runner, I do know that sometimes you run and you don't think that your body is hurting, but it is. Like one time I was running a race and I thought I was fine, and then I blacked out like 200 meters away from the finish line, and I got blacked out and someone had to like pick me up. So I can see where she's like, oh, I was just running, and then afterwards I just had to go to the bathroom really, really bad all of a sudden, because you don't really realize that when you're running that hard. But as I said, I don't think she was running that hard to just be competitive, and then she was thinking about it this whole time that she had to go to the bathroom.
I would piss if I had to win. I wouldn't shit. Do you know what I mean? And then 20 years later, I would not bring it up at the dinner table.
Exactly.
I mean, that gets you what?
Like,
don't you have
any other better examples of being competitive?
Thank you.
The thing is, she probably isn't that good at anything that she had to bring up that old story.
Yeah.
Why are you,
just to lighten the load.
Hostile.
Huh?
You seem like you're getting hostile.
I'm not.
She had a stressful day.
Leave her alone.
Stressful.
She's just against blonde.
Yeah.
I'm not. I used to have blonde hair.
Oh, that's true.
You are.
She's a trans blonde. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Definitely follow @ClownWorld. That's @ClownWorld _. Okay. Or I'll tell you what. I'll make it real easy. Go to @JoePadula and look at my people who I follow, and you'll see them right up there. Okay. But they got some other videos too. Like I said, very, very diverse. It's not just, you know.
It's not just all political.
Right. Well, one of the politicals is, can anyone translate this? Okay, I need help.
The beer brewed here, it is used to make the beer in this final. Oh, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes. I wonder why it's called.
Can you translate it in German?
Here, one more time.
The beer brewed here, it is used to make the brew beer in this final. Oh, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes. I wonder why he's talking.
Okay.
The thing is, he's daughters. He wants to say something, and then he says something else. So it doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense.
He says something to the beer that was brewed here, then he's daughters, and then
flippity
he says
jibbity
something.
Nonsense.
And then he says something about the beer being associated with the lakes.
Great Lakes, right. So. And it's just not coherent, right? It's
Justin, do not insult the Swedish chef.
He makes
more sense than him.
You're fishy. Here's what? Another one from
that's scary. That's a furry.
Yes. Do they have furries in Germany?
I think they do. They definitely do.
This is weird.
I have not seen them in real life.
The furries are real nasty.
So I went to a Comic-Con. Okay, we were broadcasting live.
You shall ask the question.
Comic-Con. And they had a private furry room. And I was told, or no, I was informed of what goes on in these furry rooms.
It's not pretty.
They have adult interactions while wearing these costumes.
I'm Shitani, my persona is a king cheetah, and I've been a furry since 2012.
Yeah, it's a
kink. I'm so grateful to Firecracker for allowing me this opportunity to talk about my fursuit. User and I's fursuits are not a dead art or a thing of the past. There's a very lively, thriving community of us in 2024. You just need to look a little deeper than mainstream furry. Many of us are repeat customers, and my fursuit maker, Magpie Bones, is even...
How do they even perform with all of this on?
I think they got a zipper.
Busier than ever. When I commissioned my fursuit 10 years ago, there was only one person in the entire furry community who had the skills to build a costume like this. Today, there are so many craftspeople who make user-ionized fursuits.
Do you want to know why?
This style of costume isn't...
Say it again?
I said you want to know why, because it's a trend.
It's a fad. Right.
It's a fad and it's a fetish.
And it is a kink, especially once they make it sexual. But, and Here's the thing,
it's
my friend.
It's like cosplay, but it goes to a whole nother level.
Yes. Right.
Yes.
Right. I was just about to say that, actually. So I'm glad you said it first.
If I want to dress up as one of them, I'll be dressing up as that character from Tekken, King.
I'd be, I would go as, no, I'm not going
to. Only a last resort for furries who are neurodivergent or disabled. We have them because we like how they look.
This is Halloween on an everyday basis.
In the arms of the angel.
Please help these poor little furries.
Feed for only 10 cents a day.
There's a video.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm out of control. I apologize for that.
What's up?
There's a video that I've watched in German about this. A friend of mine, he sent it to me, and he was like, oh, look at this, haha. And it was this girl, and she was like, my name is, and I'm a three-year-old puppy.
Right.
What the fuck?
And she was like, it was like on a demonstration, like an Antifa demonstration.
Oh, God.
Antifa.
It was very interesting.
This is another one on Clown World there. This guy, it's a guy, and he's upset that they don't make tampons for guys.
You don't need them.
That's what I'm saying.
What, you gonna have a bloody butthole?
Right, out here, shopping for tampons, but they don't have the tampons for men in yet. I'm gonna ask.
Hey, excuse me, sir. So I found your normal tampons, but I'm actually looking for tampons for men today. Where would those be at?
I guess the one you got.
I got these.
Okay.
But I want the ones for men, not those.
How is he? Why is he even looking at it?
I don't see the word woman.
Because there.
He has to.
The indoctrination is real.
He's an employee. He's trying to act professional. Yeah, he's trying to get his paycheck. I'm wondering if this is actual satire.
Let me see.
On here, I think these are the ones for men.
No, you see how it's all like pink and purple? I'm not trying to pay the pink tax on this. I just want normal tampons. You know, like the ones marketed for men.
For men?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I hope there's a joke at
the end. It is a thing, though, that female products that are the same, like deodorant, are more expensive than men's. That is actually a thing.
I'll tell you what. Next week it is not true, and I'll show you how it is.
Even Chris was agreeing.
Okay. Chris agrees with every chick. Okay. All right. He's ready to date the girl that shits herself. All right.
Okay, Justin. So pink tax is that products that are marketed for women with like pink colors or with flowers or something like that, they are priced more than products that are marketed for men. So they are more solid colors. And that is something you can actually Google
next week. Next week, I'm going to show you the cost of making some of these products. That explains why there's an increase in some prices. I mean, if you want to roll your eyes and not hear me out, that's fine.
Okay, let me see.
And I would love to hear what you have to say.
Just wait till next week.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna
make a presentation for you.
Please make a presentation.
Do. I want to see the slideshows.
You do not want to have a PowerPoint off with me.
Right? Well, I did make you one for marketing.
Yeah, I know, but my PowerPoint game. I mean, you see the trivias.
Okay.
It's on point.
It's about the facts, though, not about the effects.
Oh, I'm gonna not only bring the facts. I'm gonna bring the facts and presentation as well.
Mm-hmm.
We'll make it a trivia game.
Here, not at no.
Oh, I can't wait for next week.
Oh, I can't wait either. I just want to watch.
Julia, you should stay. Maybe you'll fall in love with Aaron tonight.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe
just don't.
You shouldn't.
Just make sure he don't mess up.
Ask him.
Quiet.
Ask him if he plays women's golf.
Well, he looks like he does.
Oh my God.
You stupid.
Ooh. Oh, somebody's going,
To be honest, I think she's out of his league.
I bet she is. I probably agree with you on that, Charlie. I never even met.
They just looking at each other. It's going to be
an idiot.
It's going to be a fight.
LGPA Aaron. I never even met him. But,
I love it.
Wait until we sit in the car.
Wait until he shows up
at Wicked Good Sandwich just to pick you up.
Ooh, hey, put him in the...
He's scared of me, by the way. He asked her twice if I hate him.
Ooh, put him in the NXT match up in the arena.
Do you think he's watching? Did you tell him you're going to be on today?
I hope so. He's not. Really. Oh, yeah.
The thing is, he asked her twice if I don't like him.
Ooh. Hey, I'll tell you what, though.
Don't be rude.
I had a really good time with you two at Shelby Schreer yesterday.
That was a good time.
That was fun. Yeah, it was fun. And it's every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And I'll tell you what, the Shelby's Trio, the rooftop, the Skyline 500, has the best bathroom mirrors. And if you want to check them out, just go to their Instagrams and you'll find out.
And tell them the Charlotte and the Julia sent you.
And here's the thing, like, I guess because they were going somewhere else afterwards, they did a little change of clothes. Is that accurate? Right? Yeah.
No.
No?
I just took my shirt off.
Ooh. Somebody just got some more followers.
My sweatshirt. I was wearing a t-shirt under it.
Right.
They great times last night. It's fun. It's always fun. And it's even more fun when the Germans are there, too. It really is.
Oh,
man. Don't tell Trivia Zach I said that, though. All right. He asked again, do you need me? Wednesday? You're not taking care of.
How dare you?
All right, last one.
Oh, gosh.
I like that one, actually.
The gassy passenger reportedly forces American Airlines plane to... This is a crap show today. This is nothing but
crap.
That's
the topics you'd pick, so...
Well, that other one we didn't know.
That's true. All right, well... Check this out. And when was the last time you farted in front of strangers?
Yesterday.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
Yesterday, really?
Yeah.
Was it loud?
He said, yeah.
They heard it.
Oh, yeah.
How did they react?
I don't know. I walked away.
Oh, you cropped us.
No, Mikey, I did not.
When's the last time you farted? Like, even an accident, you know, comes out and you're like, you know, people heard it.
Never.
Never?
Nope. That's a lie.
No, for real.
Why do we...
Wow, dude.
Why is farting, and I'm glad it is, why is it such an embarrassing action?
Because it stinks.
Because it stinks? But we all fart, correct?
Yeah.
Can we admit that?
Mine smells like...
Julia, don't answer that question, okay? Don't ruin it for me. So, why hold it in? We should start a movement.
Okay, you start the fart movement.
Let it go. The let it go movement. Right, we'll get Frozen involved. The whole bit.
Fart lives matter.
Yes. Let's take a look at this story from Daily Mail about this plan that got turned around.
I wonder if those masks came out.
The mask dropped down.
No, Christina, I don't pick the topics.
Yeah, I don't know what happened today. I'm sorry.
It was a shit show from the get-go.
Like, it started off with Vince.
Yep.
Okay. Then there was Caitlin.
That was nothing.
That right. One wasn't really.
Yeah, there was no shitting in that one.
No defecation in that.
It was that girl that ruined it. Right. Well,
plus, made it 10 times worse.
Plus, this is a recycled story that we didn't get to yesterday.
Right.
Right.
So.
Wrong.
So it's not really a shit show. It's
but it is.
Yes, it is. All right. So this a disgruntled passenger was removed for farting excessively on an American Airlines flight from Phoenix to Austin last week. So the early evening flight from the Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport in Arizona to the Austin Bergstrom International Airport in Texas was forced to return to its gate. And delayed by 15 to 30 minutes, a passenger who was on the flight said. The Texas-based traveler wrote on Reddit, I was on a direct American flight from Phoenix to Austin, and I was seated near the row where the situation occurred. Oh
my God.
Could you imagine?
Oh.
I was once on a flight from Germany to Cuba.
Yeah.
And there was a person on that flight, and it was like super long, like a 12-hour flight.
Yeah.
And he had diarrhea.
Oh!
And the thing is that...
Was he competitive?
Yeah. He was so competitive. The bathroom got... like, you were not allowed to go there in there anymore. Like, it got
just
closed.
So bad. Oh, he closed the bathroom.
Yeah.
Did you say anything to him?
No, but you could tell that who was it.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, listen, Castro, take it easy.
Like, look, brother, do you need some cheese?
Oh my God.
No, cheese clogs it up so he doesn't have to.
Or it doesn't if you're lactose intolerant.
Oh. Then it's guacamole time. Right. So the writer, what's up?
The actual flight time?
Yeah.
Is 2 hours.
To what?
For this flight.
From Phoenix to Austin is a 2-hour, 10-minute flight.
So the Reddit poster described the January 14th incident as kind of funny and somewhat entertaining, but said they did not film it. Ooh, I have doubts then. The author remembered the passenger was audibly disgruntled about something, maybe hungover, after they boarded the flight. So as soon as he sat down, he was grumbling about something underneath his breath, like effing hell or something. After a majority of people were seated, the man said, "You thought that was rude? Well, how about this smell?" and farted. They did not know what provoked the statement, but said, "Well, kind of funny to overhear. It was uncalled for, especially coming from a grown man on an airplane nonetheless." So there was a female passenger sitting next to the disgruntled passenger who were seemingly minding their own business. They wrote, "I didn't catch anyone's response, but to that, but the guy seated next to me and I exchanged smiles and shook our heads." No, you don't smile at these people.
No.
You don't negotiate with terrorists. The passenger who reportedly farted said, "Yeah, everybody, just let's just eat the smelliest food possible at all at the same time." The passengers, who were having snacks or eating foods, could you imagine those peanuts?
Ugh.
When the passenger made those shocking remarks.
Ugh.
So the social media user also recalled that he was loud and condescending when he made the statement. A male passenger who was seated nearby said, "If you don't like it, you can fly private." Another passenger chimed in saying, "I think we'd all agree you're the rude one here." Fart man replies something like, "That's just so low class." And the other guy rebuttals with, "Well, you're back here in economy with the rest of us."
Oh, my goodness.
Flight attendants intervened by saying that's enough. According to the "Sir, please stop farting. Sir, that's..." Could you imagine? The flight was taxiing towards the runway. Moments later, the plane came to a halt when the flight crew announced apologies for the interruption, but this guy's farting. "We are returning to the gate. We will provide more information when we have it." As the flight returned to the gate, a flight attendant came back and informed the farting passenger he could not stay in the flight. I would be so mad at this guy.
He said, "I don't understand."
He simply... Okay, I'll tell you what. You read the fart man quotes, okay, Charlotte? Since, since you're on the big screen here. Okay.
Damn. Well, I don't look like a farting man, so.
No, I could see you as a farting female. Right.
We all fart, so.
We all fart. So, please, continue. Okay, he said what?
"I don't understand."
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, she tells him to talk about it off of the plane. He gets up, grabs his bag, and quietly exits the plane, the social media post added, revealing that the outcome of the incident. We all breathed a sigh of relief when he was removed. I think most people were on edge about what he may say or what he may say or do next. Man. I mean, it's sediments of shit coming out. That's a fart, you know?
You know, the last one.
A second person claimed, "I can attest that it was a stinky flight."
"I didn't know what started the ordeal, but there were a lot of smells coming in there." Do you have any fart sound effects?
You just made the list!
Farts are funny, right? It's surprising that he left peacefully, but it was quite the walk of shame.
Well, maybe he did like a quiet fart when he left, and those are the worst.
Silent but deadly, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Those are the ones... Oh, the wet ones.
Julia, that doesn't happen tonight.
Oh, Julia.
Stop it.
Julia, I
just don't be competitive.
I hope this doesn't ruin your appetite. Oh, no. Okay, all right. Okay. There you go. You think he got his money back or anything? Or do you think he got took
another
flight?
Flight. Yeah, I mean, probably do the same thing up there too.
Maybe he sharted. Charlotte.
Bing, but the
okay. Wicked good trivia tonight.
Really good trivia.
Yes, Ricky, good trivia. You guys want to play a quick round?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Round
one.
It has begun.
Let's do this. Okay.
Round five.
All right, so round five tonight. So this is good. If you're coming tonight, you get a little preview. It's called Pick One, okay, where you got to pick one. Now, I did this for Charlotte and Julia. Don't worry. It's not a woman with a leg spread.
I'm in danger.
It's actually two sets of legs. So on this, you said you know stuff about celebrities, right, Julia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. We're about to test that.
Okay.
I think we already played that.
Well, I don't think she did.
We did.
Oh, you guys played along?
No. Yeah, we did.
That
already.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Orlando Bloom.
All right, Mikey. Which one's is Orlando Bloom's eyes?
Number three.
Julia?
It's three, yeah.
Yes! It is number three.
Whose phone was that?
Not me.
I'm disappointing Katy Perry at night.
I bet he is. Are they still together?
Yep.
Yeah.
You have to ask probably Wikipedia right there.
They have a kid.
They have a kid together?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you know Do you know that she has a cat named Kitty Perry?
No.
Say, I'll teach you things, kid. I'll teach you. Mm-hmm.
That's a good one, yeah.
All right. What do you say, Chris? Heidi Klum. She's German. I think she's beautiful.
I'm going one.
Which one's her nose?
One.
Julia?
Four.
It is four.
Dang it!
Very good.
That's tiny?
Yep, there it is. There's her nose.
She used to be married to Seal. You should say something else.
Yeah, she was married to Seal.
Yep.
She has, like, a kid with him or two.
Yep.
All right, Mikey. Katy Perry. Which one are her lips?
Number four.
You're going four?
Yeah.
Julia?
Two.
Damn it! Well, shoot. Never mind.
Yep. Nah, no problem, Katy Perry. No problem.
Cheating on Orlando Bloom. I see how it is.
I don't think they're right together.
Yeah.
Does she look better as a blonde or as a brunette?
I think brunette.
She must have some back problems, this Katy Perry, correct?
It's them breasts that she got.
All right, Chris. Anthony Mackie.
Hey!
Which one's his mouth?
Three.
Julia?
Ooh, this one's tricky. I think four.
It's three.
Nice.
Ooh.
Very good. There's his mouth.
Hey.
I just noticed the cheap.
He's not a falcon. His real name is Clarence.
I've seen the mustache.
Yeah, the mustache gives it away. All right, Mikey. Kendall Jenner.
Oh, gosh.
Which ones are her eyes?
Oh, gosh. I can't stand this helpful. Three.
Julia?
Three.
Boom. Very good. There's her eyes. There they are. Not bad. Not bad at all, Mikey. Not
bad. Kardashian curse.
Joe, my new mom thinks you're hot.
Which would be Caitlin.
Thank you. Hey, we get good trivia tonight, 7 o'clock, with the Charlottes. The Charlotte. Don't worry. I'll make sure that you're not stressed. You'll have a good time, all right? I get it. Time management. You're hungover probably, right?
No, I don't.
No?
Get you drunk.
Didn't even drink anything.
You didn't drink at the place that you went to afterwards?
No? She drove.
Good.
She's a DD.
Good for you. That just means more drinks for
you. I'm
Julia.
Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Very good. The Donald approves you, not drinking and driving. All right, let's get out of here. We got to go. I mean, we got trivia we got to get to.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Julia's got a hot date with a golfer.
Named A.A. Ron.
I hope your date goes well. I hope you guys enjoy.
Just don't be competitive.
Don't tell any poo stories.
Okay.
Please.
Poo stories?
That's not on my list.
Yo, if he starts telling you poo stories, leave. Just come to Wicked Good, okay?
Poo
start,
stories?
Start walking.
He's a Winnie the Pooh fan. Come on now.
Chris, did you learn anything on the show today?
I learned about Vince McMahon, actually.
Crazy, right, man?
Yeah.
That is nuts.
Pretty crazy.
Don't poop on people.
I mean, not only is it just as nuts, but it was shit, too.
Yeah, today was the crab show. Oh, Mikey, what'd you learn on the show today? Anything?
There was a whole lot of shit going on.
Yeah, my bad. I'll never do that again. I'm sorry. Julia, did you learn anything on the show?
Yeah, what you shouldn't say on a date.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, things you should not say on a date. Right.
And good luck on your date.
Yes, have fun. Charlotte, did you learn anything on the show today?
Everybody farts.
Yes, everybody farts. Hey, thanks for allowing us, enabling us to have a conversation here on the Joe Padula Show. Absolutely.